Cuesta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Cuesta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Cuesta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
While both the U.S. and Iran are speaking of progress in talks, both also seem to be preparing for the possibility of war. The Pentagon sending a second carrier strike group to the region, and at the same time that Iranian and U.S. negotiators met in Geneva Tuesday, Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz. It's a vital shipping lane, using it now for live fire exercises, and joint military exercises are planned tomorrow with Russia.
That's Ian Pannell of ABC News saying both sides are preparing for war. There are lots of news outlets suggesting that we are barreling toward a real war with a real country. Shocking how little coverage this gets. I don't know what to say about that. I think it's because we've had a couple of... You know, we bomb the crap out of somebody for a couple of hours and then get out of there without losing a plane or a single person. Grab Maduro, a couple of things like that. Mm-hmm. And just, I was comparing it to when the Iraq War started, the second Iraq War in 2003, and the whole country was talking about it.
Right.
It was actually a national debate over whether it's a good old thing. But that was like... still the hangover from Vietnam of getting involved in wars and all that sort of stuff. Apparently, we've now had so many it doesn't really affect me sorts of military exercises that nobody cares. I don't know what.
I think that's one of several factors. We've had several pretty successful hit-and-run type operations, including the miraculous success of the Maduro snatching, including the use of the discombobulator, which is amazing. If you didn't hear that segment, grab it via podcast, Armstrong and Getty on Demand. But you also have the never-ending volume of the modern world, the modern, you know, media world. There's shouting about every single story all the time, so I think people are overwhelmed and they're having difficulty figuring out which of the stories to pay attention to. You know, it's a number of things. But, yeah, Trump and company have established themselves as miraculously good, well, the United States military, at hit-and-run type operations, but Iran would not be that probably unless they lay down their arms and say, uncle.
Yeah, well, Mark Halperin's reporting over the weekend, talking to people in the White House, in the Pentagon, he said there is a real good chance of a sustained war with Iran. Like many strikes, weeks, all kinds of different ways of attacking them, attempted at regime change, the whole thing. Mm. And with Iran obviously fighting back. Here's another version of a news report from The Story Is, which is on News Nation, or I don't know where that is. But anyway, go ahead.
A massive U.S. military buildup is underway in the Middle East. Even as the U.S. and Iran are back at the negotiating table, it's clear the United States is preparing for possible military action. Over the course of the last month, more than 250 U.S. military cargo planes have landed in theater. That's a significant uptick in activity, which suggests some of these flights are tied to preparations for potential operations against Iran.
Okay,
They absolutely are. Yeah, this is not some sort of saber-rattling thing. Whether Trump pulls the trigger or not, nobody knows, but he's absolutely loading the gun.
Yeah, and I tend to buy the argument that Iran has killed more American soldiers than any other country on Earth over the last half a century. They've been a problem for the world. They're the leading exporter of terror around the world for a half a century. They're never going to be weaker than they are right now. They want a nuclear weapon really bad. Why in the hell wouldn't you take them out when you got the chance? That's the direction I lead.
They're also infamously bad faith negotiators, which I think we're probably about to get into.
Can we hear from J.D. Vance? He was talking about this yesterday on Fox News. That'd be 54, Michael.
We would very much like, as the president has said, to resolve this through a conversation and a diplomatic negotiation, but the president has all options on the table. And, you know, one thing about the negotiation I will say this morning is, you know, in some ways it went well. They agreed to meet afterwards. But in other ways, it was very clear that the president has set some red lines that the Iranians are not yet willing to actually acknowledge and work through. So we're going to keep on working it. But, of course, the president reserves the ability to say when he thinks that diplomacy has reached its natural end. We hope we don't get to that point, but if we do, that'll be the president's call.
So I'll be involved in those talks indirectly, and they'll be very important. We'll see what can happen. But typically, Iran's a very tough negotiator. They're good negotiators or bad negotiators. I would say they're bad negotiators.
J.D. Saying that they have not yet acknowledged the red lines that Trump has said is absolutely necessary. Another way to put that, and I saw in a headline, was that they were ignoring the red lines. They were acting as if they didn't exist. They were negotiating about other things, which is the Iranian strategy to string you along, come to an agreement, then dishonor it the minute they strike it, not let the inspectors in, claim some sort of offense or whatever, and then go back to doing what they're doing.
I think that's
Trump
partially
and company are not going to let them do that.
I think that's partially because a lot of countries, Iran, Russia, China, think the United States does not have the stomach for an actual war politically.
True. True.
Which they might be right. Although the president gets to make that call. I'm looking up at ABC News. They are in panels on there right now talking about latest round of talks with Iran. But they had to get through a missing woman and skiers and avalanches and stuff like that before we got to one of the biggest build-ups in the Middle East ever that's going on right now. Okay, well, we'll see where this goes. And the thing with it is, if you're not a student of this sort of activity, wars regularly go, it's like the alignment problem with AI. There's an alignment problem with wars. You got a goal, you got a plan, you got a timetable, and all kinds of different things come at. We got one news story here about Russia's doing some military maneuvers with Iran. Russia gets pulled in or somebody else gets hit and now you're war, blah, blah, blah. All kinds of strange things can happen in wars.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So as the Iranians are, as they usually do, trying to string things along through negotiations so they can, you know, run their playbook I just described, I honestly think Trump is saying, yeah, that's fine. In fact, he gave them a 2-week deadline, I think, which is fine because he's getting the assets in place to give him a good hard whacking. I suspect that's where it ends, that there is a significant military strike against Iran.
With them fighting back?
61% confidence.
With them fighting back or not? Because they didn't really fight back this last time.
It was mostly symbolic. Mostly.
Yes.
With them fighting, yeah, I think so. I think they'll see it as an existential threat.
And they'll full-on attack our troops, various bases.
Which will bring on, in all likelihood, the true, awesome, terrifying might of the United States military.
I would assume it's been a long time since we've had somebody attacks one of our bases and kills 400 Marines or something like that. You know, if that's on the table, that's going to get America's attention. Going to get Trump's attention.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, and Trump, I think, is an escalator. And the mullahs and the Republican Guard have got to be contemplating that. They cannot count on a Biden-Obama-style Oh, my God, this has gone farther than I thought. We'll be the ones to back down, not from Trump.
Right, or an Obama, their foreign policy motto was don't do stupid S. The problem being, as we've said 1,000 times, that not doing something is a decision.
Right, yeah. Trump is a dice roller, man. He really is.
This could easily end up being the legacy of his presidency. If we get a full-on war with Iran and ends up with a different leadership, or it goes really poorly. Like I said, wars can always go off the rails in directions you just can't even imagine.
Yeah, the last 50 years of relations with Iran have been pretty off the rails. And I'm not calling for war. I don't get a vote. But I think it's likely.
Do you think we give them a timeline to get out at some point? Say you got 72 hours to get out?
Like we did with Saddam? Didn't we do that, Saddam?
Yeah, we did.
You got till Friday at noon. Basically what W said.
Well, the word is they're already packed in case those protests got out of hand, more out of hand. So, yeah, they could probably turn it around 48 hours or so. Yeah.
Do the protests play any role in it at this point?
They may have motivated Trump. He really, you know, for all of his bizarre psychological makeup, he really doesn't like to see people killed.
You know, I've been saying for years, Trump is unique in every way, but Trump is going to be unique in that I don't know what kind of books are ever going to be written about him because so few people, you know what he's thinking. I mean, he does stuff. He comes up with ideas in the middle of the night and tweets them out. And
the great thinkers of the present and the future are going to try to suss that out, try to get a handle on his thinking, and they will only be partially successful at best.
Right. As opposed to most presidents where they sit around and have, you know, endless meetings with 10 people in the room on every single decision, and every one of those people writes a book or is featured in a book. Trump's not going to really have that, except for maybe Susie Wiles. She might be the biggest book contract out there. She might be the person with the best idea of what it was actually like in the Trump White House for all these different things. Might not be anybody else on planet Earth that really has that access.
Yeah, I don't know how much access J.D. Vance has these days. I suspect it's more than most vice presidents, but I don't know. No idea.
Crazy. But this could happen any hour, this attack on Iran, and just, you know, don't be shocked when we're at war with a major country. And they're fighting back. As Joe said.
Second-tier country. Second-tier.
You don't put them in the major-tier category? Who's in the major-tier category? Nobody but Russia and China? In terms of enemies.
Wow, in terms of military capability?
Yeah.
You got to give me a minute to concoct that. I mean, it's unfair to say they're not a superpower. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I think they're more of a paper tiger than they would have you believe.
I hope you're right. That'd be awesome.
I also feel like, and dang, we're swearing we were going to break on time. I also think the enormous boiling hatred and resentment of the regime among the people of Iran has absolutely spread to the armed forces. We just haven't seen that that bitter flower bloom yet, but it might.
There's another Epstein story today. Zuckerberg's taking the stand any minute. We'll have any details on that in the social media trial and lots coming up. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-
1-800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013 or biglou.com.
Crime is already skyrocketing in 2026. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial, legal, and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, there's a smarter option. Byrna. That's BYRNA. Byrna makes less lethal launchers that fire tear gas and kinetic rounds designed to stop an attacker for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Their best-selling compact launcher is sleek, slim, and incredibly powerful. About the size of a smartphone, it's ideal for concealed carry, comfortable, discreet, and confidence-building. It fires at 400 feet per second with serious stopping power, enough to shut down a threat fast without the legal and moral complexity of lethal force. Byrna is proudly American. Over 85% of components are U.S. sourced, and every launcher is hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. With over 750,000 sold worldwide, Byrna is best in class, and it's legal in all 50 states. No background checks, shipped straight to your door. Visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's BYRNA.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Even 60 Minutes thinks RFK Jr. is right about ultra-processed food, and Shia LaBeouf, the movie star, is having a hell of a Mardi Gras. More on that later.
All right, so this is just too good. You heard about the Washington Post layoffs. Jeff Bezos says, all right, we're losing $100 million a year. This has got to stop. Well, a bunch of the staffers and the journalists said, we won't accept this. They made various statements about, why doesn't he just keep supporting it? Why is he cutting? As if they have a right to have him lose $100 million a year, whatever it is. So this is great. They staged a demonstration at the WAPO yesterday, I think it was, or the day before. And here is the leader of the walkout setting the tone for their attitude. And the setup for this is, sometimes you think these people are nuts. Then you think, no, they just see the world differently. They have different opinions. No, they're actually freaking nuts.
Do a thing right now to show the management that they can't trample our rights and they can't just roll us over. Today is a somewhat scary day, but because everyone's here to demonstrate our collective power, we're going to be doing this together.
So they're going to demonstrate their right to work at the Washington Post.
And right journalism nobody wants to read.
Right.
Our plan is to walk into the building and show our right to work. Management has locked us out, and let us show them they can't just do it. Let's go.
Woo!
No, this can't be real. These are people that are journalists that made it to the Washington Post. I mean, that's like one of the top spots on planet Earth.
You thought, yeah. Beta males and women wearing masks, by the way, if you're trying to picture them. Roll the next one, Michael, and I'll be talking over it. So they go in with their passes, their work passes. Roll it. They go in with the work passes and are trying to get through the turnstiles, the security turnstiles. That's the beeping you're hearing. But, of course, it's not working because their passes have been invalidated.
Their key cards got shut off.
Exactly.
So how long do they keep trying?
There he comes.
There's a right to be in the building. It is a right to work. And it's a right to be inside the Washington Post and work, doing our jobs. And they're refusing to let us in. This is ridiculous and the outrage. Jeff Bezos, formerly CEO Will Lewis, Denise, and Matt Monahan, we deserve to work in this building.
You know, if he worked at Dutch Brothers Coffee, I would think, you're not qualified for this sort of work.
You don't have a right to work anywhere. What are you talking about?
One of the things that's happened in recent years...
Before too much analysis, indulge me here.
Okay.
What is this protest missing? A good chant. Go ahead, Michael.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Wow, that's enthusiastic.
We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Okay, that's
Wait, if you had to measure the testosterone in that chant, there are four of your little things, swimmers. Four total.
Oh, boy.
One thing that has happened over recent years, and I don't remember where it started, but like it happened with the CDC because of COVID. It happened with all the universities. You're seeing it here with these Washington Post reporters. Us normal people had a view of elite, of being, you know, I don't agree with them and they're pompous, but I assume they're really, really smart.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Oh.
And they're not. The people at these universities that went there or teach there or the people in the CDC or the people who write for the top newspapers in the world or whatever, they're not smarter than me. I always assumed they were, but they're not.
Often they're just self-righteous and they're willing to hurt people who disagree with them so they get their way. They're bullies.
But you sound
they're half-wits and bullies.
That guy sounds like a moron.
We have a right to work here. We have a right to do our work.
What are you talking about?
Woo! That guy sounded like we might have had one functioning testicle. That was the only one in the crowd. Holy cow.
What?
Field calves on parade. Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo, Lenovo. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
In fact, she froze so badly, Mitch McConnell asked if she was okay.
Wow. So he has an opportunity to take a shot at AOC, but he makes it a shot at really at Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Really. An elderly man who's, you know. I wonder if this could turn out to be the best thing ever happened to AOC. Maybe she realized, oh, okay, I got to really get my act together and, like, really study up and have a staff, get her all briefed up on all these different things so she's ready to go to run for president. Or she's not interested. Like, Kamala Harris didn't seem to be interested in, like, ever learning this stuff.
Maybe. Or incapable.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think AOC is terribly bright other than a fair amount of verbal skill, but I don't think too many complicated ideas are rattling around in that pretty little head of hers.
Mm.
So let's take a look at a handful of headlines. We can dwell on them as long as you wish or we wish.
We're dwellers.
Just moved swiftly. Well, we may dwell, we may not. Former Penn President Liz McGill, who resigned in disgrace after disastrous anti-Semitism testimony, named Dean of Georgetown Law.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
I wish I were. No.
Wow. Yeah. She was nationally humiliated and run out of one elite university, goes to maybe a more elite position.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. There has been practically no progress made in college campuses. There have been a couple of big, much ballyhooed settlements and Trump lawsuits and agreements and stuff like that. But on the ground, the battle has just begun.
And, you know, I was actually reading about USA-Iran negotiations, New York Times, and there's some talk in there that they're willing to halt their efforts to get a nuclear weapon for at least 3 years, which the New York Times points out is the end of Trump's term, and then they believe there'll likely be a Democratic administration who will be like Biden and Obama and let them do whatever the hell they want. Similar to college campuses and the whole, you know, battle on woke, I'm sure a lot of that crowd thinks we just got to wait this out for 3 more years and then nobody's going to stop us.
We can teach, keep teaching the kids Marxism. Yeah, absolutely true. Let's see. Oh, TWiT. Here's another headline. Trump administration sues Harvard for withholding race-related data admissions data, rather. Department of Justice sued Harvard, accusing the Ivy League school of withholding all the admissions data that you could use to figure out whether they're still doing affirmative action.
Harvard? And maybe the most elite university on planet Earth is racist in their deciding who gets to go to college there. They base it on race, and then they're hiding the information so they don't get sued about it. How do you like that? And they're the ones that lecture us.
Yeah, exactly. Is it Black Lives Matter 2.0? A Muslim charity has launched an internal review after independent journalist figures out their tax form showed millions raised for Gaza relief flowed to an anti-Israel influencer. Prominent Muslim charity is conducting an internal review of its relationship with anti-Israel influencer Khaled Baydoun as it faces growing questions over $2 million it paid to Baydoun for relief initiatives that were advertised as providing water and other aid to the Gaza Strip. So just like Black Lives Matter, a few at the top drained the payments to make themselves rich. Shock, shock, shock. Just unbelievable. Human Appeal USA, which bills itself as America's leading Muslim humanitarian organization, blah, blah, blah. The group, an American offshoot of the UK-based Human Appeal, launched the internal review after a firestorm over their 2024 taxes. Okay, there again. I'm just shocked to the core. Moving along, totally different story. Protectionism and tariffs serve K Street and hurt Main Street. More studies have come out that say all the tariffs are doing is making lobbyists rich. Nearly 500% increase in lobbying revenues tied to tariffs in the fourth quarter of 2025 compared to the fourth quarter of 2024.
I was unaware of this until the whole tariff regime hit. It makes sense once you're schooled on it. When you have tariffs, it becomes all about the carve outs for which company or business
product
sure. The tariffs don't count for. And so you hire these lobbyists to really appeal to the president. So he decides that everything but this kind of computer chip or this kind of farm product or whatever.
Right.
And
right.
There's a lot of money in that. And that always, that's one of the problems with tariffs. It always ends up like this.
Right, right. And it always ends up benefiting the big guys. The lobbying field isn't, the lobbying playing field isn't level either. While big tech, big pharma, and the big three automakers have benefited from special tariff exemptions with the National Review, small businesses like the family-owned Fish USA Tackle Company in Pennsylvania, the Vermont-based women's cycling company, Terry Precision Cycling, a bunch of little companies in short, don't have the time, money, or influence to acquire similar exemptions. Those small businesses are among five plaintiffs receiving pro bono legal services to challenge the legality of the tariffs at the Supreme Court. And then they mentioned that as K Street thrives, Main Street pays. Tariff revenues exploded to nearly $290 billion in 2025, the equivalent of almost $2,200 for every American household. But foreign countries don't pay tariff costs. February report from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York estimated that nearly 90% of the tariff's economic burden fell on U.S. firms and consumers. I happen to believe they're true. I think Trump does a lot of things that are great. I think this is absolutely terrible and indefensible, and I want him to stop.
If you need to be in a better mood, the Blade Angels take the ice tonight. Are you familiar with the Blade Angels?
Sort of.
Handful of female U.S. skaters who are being called the Blade Angels. And Taylor.
Not by me, they're not, for the record.
And Taylor Swift is, like, really into them. And
oh, I'm allergic to cutesy, and now I have hives. You're to blame.
And now the Blade Angels have been attached to the Showgirls song from her album. Song I really like, by the way. And so you got the whole Taylor Swift Blade Angels ice skating thing coming together tonight on NBC.
Yes, I'll be drinking scotch alone in the dark, muttering angrily. Thank you. And then why don't we cap off the discussion, although I've got a dozen more stories that are so interesting. But we've been talking about, and probably will again, the giant social media trial happening in L.A. Mark Zuckerberg, a.k.a. Satan, will be testifying today, right?
Yes. I think he's on the stand right now, actually.
Wow.
They just summon him up. We would now like to talk to Mark Zuckerberg. And poof, there's smoke. And he just appeared.
That's right. I absolutely love this. I'm reading your minds, folks. You're thinking, boy, I love posting online. I love offering up my life for other people's entertainment that they actually just scroll through and don't look at anyway. And I've spent my entire life thinking, no thing I do or experience has any validity unless I put it online. But you're thinking, the only problem is, when I die, I'm not going to be able to post anymore. Well, I have good news for you. Meta was granted a patent in late December that nobody really noticed that outlines how a large language model can simulate a person's social media activity, such as responding to content posted by real people who are not dead. And I quote, the language model may be used for simulating the user when the user is absent from the social networking system, for example, when the user takes a long break or if the user is deceased. So you can continue commenting on your friend's idiotic vacation pictures after you're dead.
Well, there's a
or when you're quote-unquote taking a long break.
Here's something I was thinking about yesterday, kind of along those lines. I don't think there's enough attention paid to what becomes of your digital life when you die.
True.
I have gazillions of pictures in my phone, some of which I would rather nobody ever saw.
Hmm.
Is that a bad idea? I mean, like, if I die, if I get in a car wreck today, does somebody get access to my phone? And if so, why?
Wow. There are legitimate law enforcement reasons. Other than that, man, I'd have to think about it and consult experts, but it's a great question.
Well, if there's a crime, there's law enforcement reasons. Because if I have a heart attack and die right now, which I might. I've had a lot of coffee. Does somebody get into my phone? I mean, other than, like, Michael bringing it in here, holding it up against my dead face so it unlocks, and then scrolling through my...
Right. Yeah, and then we'll post the really filthy stuff online for clicks and likes. Yeah.
Filthy or embarrassing.
Michael, were you going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah. So here's what you do. You write it into your will. If anybody so much as tries to unlock my phone after I die, every penny goes to the American Nazi Party. All right? Otherwise, you two kids inherit equally, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to donate a certain amount of money to you know, Pacific Legal Foundation, blah, 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 as I probably will. Every penny goes to the Nazis if anybody messes Nazi with my
family. Am I the only one who has photos or text conversations or emails that they'd rather nobody ever saw?
Oh, no, quite the opposite. Every air-sucking homo sapien on Earth has got stuff that is not meant for public consumption.
Or their kids, or, you know, whoever, being aware of. Well, just imagine that. Conversations you've had about your kids. Well-meaning conversations, but could be very hurtful to them if they got to read them.
Yes. Yeah.
That alone.
We've all had the experience, for instance, and Katie, feel free to jump in, where somebody we cared about very much was going through something and we misunderstood something from them and blah, 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 and it got worked out in the end. But you don't need all the raw material to come
out. Right, it would be like the Epstein files. You'd get into, just cherry-picking stuff. Yes, Katie?
If anyone answered no to your question, Jack, they're lying.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know if I was an outlier on that or not. No. I actually thought about this yesterday as I was... I have a lot of shirtless selfies in my phone of me.
Oh, there's a revelation.
Oh, there it is. And so many nips.
And it's like to keep track of my progress. And so I've been working out for 3 years now, and I can look back at like 2 years ago, and okay, I'm actually accomplishing something here.
Sure it is, Grinder.
But I thought, if I die and somebody looked at this, I'd come off as the world's biggest narcissist or something.
Or a guy on Grindr. Yeah. Hey, look,
oh, God.
I'm into clown porn. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
Right, so nobody can be caught.
My browser history is a nightmare of clown porn, okay? Erotic clowns, that's my thing. Hey, we need to tell you about our friends at Rough Greens. It's not a new food for your dog. It's a supplement to your dog's food, a live nutritional supplement you add to your dog's food. You don't have to change the food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's all about keeping your dog active, mobile, and alert as they age.
There's a revelation. Yeah, you want to do the Rough Greens thing and just sprinkle it on top of your dog's food, this live nutritional supplement, and you can do it for practically free. Just add Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bag. All you got to do is cover the shipping. Use the discount code Armstrong to claim your free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com. It's RUFF.
Live vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils. Oh, man, especially as your dog ages. So good for them. Just add Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com. Use that promo code Armstrong to get your free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com. You just cover the shipping again. Don't change your dog's food. Just add Rough Greens. Watch the health benefits come alive. RUFFGreens.com. Promo code Armstrong.
Maybe this already exists, but remember, we were doing ads for a while for you need a trust. You should have a trust or a will or whatever. If you're passing, blah, blah, blah. Be a good idea to have a will. How about a company that takes care of your digital life? If you don't have a plan for your digital life after you die, here's what could happen. A couple of scary scenarios that we just went through. And then here's what we can do for you. And it's some sort of, you know, it's like having a will or a trust. You fill out your stuff. The passwords are there. And
cleaning your digital house after you pass.
Yeah. So that's it doesn't fall into the hands of, you know, Uncle Ed, who you never got along with, and now he's posting everything from your phone. Or I don't know what happens to your phone after you die. Seriously, does somebody throw it away? Or do they hand it to your kid or your wife or whoever's closest to you at the time, and all of a sudden they have access to everything? I'm horrified by this.
Yeah, I would not want that.
You wouldn't want it to be handled to you, or you wouldn't want to have to hand it to someone else?
No, I was just going to say, if, like, Judy, God forbid, passes before me, I have no desire to paw through her phone and uncover anything. No, I know her to the extent that works for us. If she has aspects of her life or personality that I'm not aware of after all these years, probably for good reason. I'm not worried about it.
Well, that is a good, healthy, and I'm thinking rare attitude is the problem.
I am what I am.
So what do you do about the other people? That's why you need a company for that. What happens to your phone? And I don't have that situation. I'm single. My phone just, I get in a car wreck. My phone just laying there on the highway. My head's over there. My phone's over there. And
let's take a look, everybody. Look, it's unlocked.
All right, more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
For over a century, FlexSteel has crafted seating with our signature blue steel spring technology, delivering durability and ultimate comfort to enhance your everyday. From living rooms to bedrooms, our designs blend style with innovation to create furniture that feels as good as it looks and lasts for years to come. With a wide range of styles, fabrics, and finishes, FlexSteel makes it easy to find pieces that reflect your personal taste while withstanding all of life's moments. Thoughtful design, quality materials, and trusted construction come together to deliver comfort you can count on. FlexSteel is designed to create cohesive, comfortable spaces throughout your home. Whether you're relaxing after a long day, hosting friends, or spending time with family, FlexSteel is built in style to support you. From movie nights to quiet mornings, our pieces are made to hold up and hold memories for generations. Find furniture for every room in your house. Live your lifestyle. Browse our selection and find your local retailer today. Visit FlexSteel.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The pictures slash information was, just out there available to people. And I don't have a plan for it. Smart people have a plan for these things, but I'm not a smart person, so I don't. A number of people texted that, for instance, if you're the executor of a situation, you get access to it. So, like, I'm the executor if my parents pass on. But similar to what Joe was just talking about, I have no interest in pawing through my parents' emails or stuff. Like, I wouldn't even look at it. I have no interest in doing that, so that would be fine. But you got to have somebody in your life like that, and not everybody does. But then somebody brought up to the photos, and this is true for me. Okay, so even if my kids were like, I'm not going to look through dad's phone, private is private, blah, blah, blah. We'd like all the kids' pictures. I got thousands and thousands and thousands of kids' pictures in there that aren't anywhere else but in the cloud or on my phone. They're also interspersed with lots of other things. I mean, there'd be no way you could look through those kids' photos without coming across the other stuff. Maybe that's
you gotta make albums.
Maybe that's just an organizational problem. I know I should have, but I never have. God, I can't imagine how many hours that would take at this point to try to even do that.
Well, just take out your filthy stuff and put it in an album labeled, I don't know, tax forms or something, or have it password protected or something.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of work.
Boy, so you got your erotic selfies together with your kids' birthday parties? That's just wrong. What if the one thing leaks into the other? That's just sick.
I have all my pictures just in the main picture thing. I don't have albums. Yeah, so it's like,
oh my,
kids' birthday party. Look, there's dog doing something cute. Shirtless self me at the gym. Then another kid's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Those are not good to be mixed together like that.
Do we have more text to get to?
No.
I was going to throw in one more thing. Just from this article I was looking at, they reminded us that, you remember there was the Replica, an AI chatbot startup that could imitate Granny based on her voice.
You know,
from videotapes or whatever. Oh, Billy, I'm so glad you made the Little League team. Your granny has been gone for 3 years. And then they got a couple of other ones. Microsoft patented an AI chatbot that could simulate a deceased person, as well as fictional characters or celebrities, which sounds like fun. But they end this with a piece or some thoughts from Joseph Davis, associate professor, University of Virginia. He was concerned with the impact that tools like this could have on humans experiencing grief. Quote, one of the tasks of grief is to face the actual loss. Let be dead. The idea of bringing them back, but you're not really doing that. But in fact, it looks like you are. That's the confusion. That's not healthy.
I remember playing clips of the time, at the time of this story broke, from people that just thought it was wonderful to have Grandma, who's been dead for years, telling Billy that he did a good job in Little League this year. Think it's weird. Billy's going to need counseling. The only thing I want played at my funeral is a fight between Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. Just play that and we'll all be happy.
Wow.
if you have any thoughts, you can text us 415-295-KFTC. A lot more in hour 3. Want to get to that 60-minute story about ultra-processed food, which I think is really important, among other things. If you miss the segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Nothing's more important than protecting who you love from harm. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who trust SimpliSafe to protect their homes.
Traditional home security systems wait until after a break-in to react. SimpliSafe is a smarter way.
True. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses advanced AI-powered security cameras paired with live monitoring agents to keep watch over your home 24/7.
If someone suspicious approaches your home, the agents can see it, speak to them directly, and even call the police all in real time.
Monitoring plans are affordable, starting at just around $1 a day, and there are no contracts to lock you in, and no fees if you need to cancel.
Plus, with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, you can be sure SimpliSafe is the perfect fit for you.
U.S. News & World Report named SimpliSafe a best home security system 5 years in a row.
Protect your home today and enjoy 50% off a new SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.